want to share with you today about the power of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit can teach you how to do things in a much better way than you could ever do it yourself. So in this time, I just want you to focus for a moment on the work of the Holy Spirit, what He can do through you, not what you can do, what Christ can do through you. In Acts 1, in verse 4, it says, "And being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, 'You have heard from Me.' For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So Jesus said to these disciples, wait in Jerusalem, wait, don't go too fast. Wait until the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You know, we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us, but sometimes we need to release the Holy Spirit from inside of us into our minds so that it can flow into the earth, so that we can do the works that God has called us to do. In Ephesians speaks about He has called us to do good works that was before ordained, even before the foundations of the world, that we should walk in them. The Holy Spirit doesn't want us to work. He wants us to walk in the good works that He's got. I just want to read this also in Acts 1 verse 8. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be My witnesses." It doesn't say that you have to witness. It says you shall receive the Holy Spirit's power, and then He will make you a witness. It's not like you have to do it. It's the Holy Spirit will do it through you. I just want to give you this example. The other day I was standing in the hospital. One of my sons fell, and I had this desire to speak to the lady behind the counter at the reception about Jesus. But it was just like, I couldn't find that moment. I couldn't find that peace. The Holy Spirit wasn't all over it. And I went to sit in the waiting room. And as I sat there, I felt I need to listen to a video. After I listened to it, I went back to the lady, and it was actually still playing while I went back to the counter. And she overheard the video. And she said, "What is that video about?" And that moment was the Holy Spirit's moment. You see, I wanted to do it in my own power in the beginning, but I had to wait until the Holy Spirit created something for me. But that desire is the big thing. I had a desire, but I didn't know how, when, and I didn't know where. But the Holy Spirit will teach you how to relax and just do it His way. I said, "Well, can I tell you something about this man that I'm listening on this video to?" And she said, "Yeah, tell me." And I said, "You know, this man taught me something. He taught me the gospel." And I said to her, "Do you know that the gospel is about how much you should love Jesus?" And she said, "Yes, I know that." I said, "That's not the true gospel." She said, "Wow, why not?" I said, "Because the gospel is not about how much you should love Jesus. It's about how much Jesus loves you, how much He cares for you." When she heard that, she put her hand in front of her mouth and she had big open eyes and she said, "I've never heard that before. I never knew that God wanted to love me." You see, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He first loved us. You know, God loves you. He cares about you. And we need to not tell people about the hole of that they have inside of them, a God-shaped hole. We need to tell them about Jesus and about God and how He has got a man-shaped hole in His heart and how He wants to reach people, how He's got a desire for you to come into His house. So let's wait for the Holy Spirit in this time to empower us, to teach us how to do things in His way. And Father, I just speak that over every person listening right now, that they will come into that place where they will cease from their own works and just start living by trusting in the power of Your Holy Spirit that is right now in them. Father, I thank You that there's no condemnation, that there's no feeling of guilt, and therefore, Father, we can walk in the works that You have called us to walk in.